Any other sections you can think of?
No, it's not too much bigger, really. That's about all there is.
Those are the sections that
you... Main ones that I'm around most of the time.
That you'd be familiar with. All right. Where would be the, like, the main offices of the big banks? What would you call
downtown.
That?
Downtown.
Mm-hmm. And the oldest stores would be?
Probably. Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about any neighborhoods that would be... Not limited, that's not the right word. Identified with particular, I guess like particular racial groups or particular religious groups or anything. Any names for, you know, any neighborhoods that are like, say, all black? Do you know any names for them?
I think Shorter College is black, most black.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of east part of town's a lot of black.
Okay, a lot of the east part.
And that's the only thing I'm thinking. And the Shorter College is kind of out of town. It's really in town, but it's kind of out.
Kind of
in between.
Mm-hmm. How about any other, like any nationalities, like Italians or anything? Any
no.
areas that you know
a lot of? A lot of the Japanese nurses are around the hospitals, but that's not any certain.
Mm-hmm.
Just around the hospitals, because there's a lot of Japanese nurses.
I didn't know that. Like over in the east side, I don't know whether you know this or not, but do, like in these neighborhoods that are mostly all black, do, like, rich black people and poor black people live in the same kind of neighborhood, in the same neighborhoods? Do you know?
No,
or do they
there's
have
a place real close to here, it's right on 12, that's a lot of rich blacks. And most of the blacks, it's the main middle class blacks live in the east part of town.
And most of them in the middle class blacks?
Yeah, most of it. Downtown's just all blacks now, most of
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the older part of town.
The older part of town,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Now, if you were talking about really ritzy white neighborhood, you
Pleasant
know
Valley.
Pleasant Valley. Okay, you know that.
Just click the spark there.
Yeah, how about any names for any just ordinary middle-class white neighborhoods? Do you know any, or sections or anything like that?
Well, I can't think of an area. Well, new places, the only thing I think of is England Acres and Tall Timber, and I don't know what the section Bill and Sarah live at. I don't know what they call that either. I wondered
if there was
but,
a name.
But, you know, that's a nice little place.
Real nice area
and,
over there.
I've got names for all, little, you know, additions. Little.
For additions and things like that. How about Pulaski Heights? Do you know?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. That was the real, that
was
like
that
Pleasant Valley long time ago.
A long
ago.
Time ago. I wondered about that. Now, do you think of, like in Little Rock and white neighborhoods, you know, are they pretty much divided by how rich or how poor you are, do you think? Or do you get cases of real rich people and real poor people living in the same neighborhood?
No, like we're middle class people in a middle class neighborhood.
Middle class, yeah.
Okay,
much.
And rich people live out Pleasant Valley, and poor people live mostly downtown. Well, not poor, but not as well to do.
Not as well to do.
Living downtown.
Well, do you know of any, like, are there any black business districts? Do you know, or any?
Not 7th Street. What street is that? I can't think of the street, but it's just about three or four rows. It's black.
Black businesses and stuff.
And
is it downtown?
It's bars. Yeah, it's on the, yeah. It's between Broadway and oh darn, I can't think of what the street is now. But it's about four or five blocks, and it's just all blacks. It's
mm-hmm.
clubs
mm-hmm.
and liquor stores and bars and just all sorts of things, but it's mostly blacks. If somebody white walks through there, it's just not
kind of
their place.
Yeah. Well, how about where, let's see, like most rich people or, you know, would go to shop, where would that probably be, you think?
Well, if they're going to buy furniture, they probably got an Ethan Allen,
mm-hmm.
you know.